Welcome to this special report about AI and how those who don't use AI are rapidly becoming irrelevant. And they will not matter for the future shaping of our society. That's a strong message, but I'm going to explain it here with some new information that you may find rather shocking. So welcome. I'm Mike Adams, known as the Health Ranger. I'm an AI developer. I built all the tools at Brighteon.ai, including the very popular new book creation engine, which I'll talk about here in a second. That's at Brightlearn.ai if you want to check it out. So here's the thing. I've been working on AI engines for 2 years now, released our own standalone downloadable AI model. That's at brightu.ai. Launched our online AI chatbot that almost everybody that uses it says it's the best in the world on these real world topics. I built and launched vaccineforensics.com, the only vaccine research engine in the world that tells the truth about vaccines. And then I built and launched brightlearn.ai, which is just exploding in popularity. As an example, on December 5th, there were 32 books created on the site. 5 days later, on December 10th, there were 59 books created that day. And then on Sunday, yesterday, as I'm recording this, over 600 books created in one day. And Saturday, over 500 books. We are at almost 2,000 books that have been published at the site now. And all the books are free to download. Now, what's unique about this is that, as I've said before, for all these AI tools I just mentioned, I'm the only developer that's human. All the other developers on this project are AI agents that answer to me. I give them instructions and goals. I spawn the architects and the sub-agents, and I tell them what to do, and I describe what I want to do, and I've begun using a microphone and a lot of voice recognition. So I'm not even typing that much. I'm really just talking to the computer, Star Trek-like, and telling it what to do. Of course, I have a lot of background in programming and coding and database structures and lots of technology in content management systems. For example, I am the original architect and builder of the naturalnews.com content management system. That entire system was based on my design. And that's why it has been so robust for so many years and has never been hacked, not once, because of the design structure. And I have learned so much since then, and I've applied all that learning to the current book engine at brightlearn.ai. But anyway, despite the fact that here I am demonstrating how you can build a world-class online apps and book creation engines, and by the way, it's going to start translating automatically into Spanish and other languages. Even though I'm doing all of this using AI agents, I still hear some people, but it's especially, for whatever reason, it's older conservative men who I'll describe them as fuddy-duddies because they are convinced that AI doesn't work. And I've seen them even over the weekend. They write articles about these things. So they really, I don't know what it is. Maybe they just don't have the neuroplasticity anymore, but they do not grasp that machine intelligence is real intelligence. They just don't get it. Meanwhile, you know, I've got 10 AI agents working for me that are smarter than any human engineers I've ever hired. They are faster. They are more thorough. They make fewer mistakes. And this is the part I really love. They work the hours that I work, which is evenings, weekends, and holidays. That's when I get my best work done, is when nobody else is working, because that way nobody's interrupting me. And so all my AI agents work when I'm working. And I love that fact, and it helps me get so much done. Anyway, these AI agents are smarter than almost all human engineers. They write code better than almost any human engineer. There might be 5% of engineers on this planet that can still write code better than AI, but that number, that might be actually too generous. It may be 1%, and soon it'll be zero. So people who don't know what's happening with AI, they are being left behind so rapidly, they have no idea. For example, this book engine that I built allows you to create a book on almost any topic, nonfiction, by the way. Some people have tried it for fiction topics, and it has mixed results. We built it for nonfiction. But you can create a book on any topic, usually in 20 minutes or less, just with a prompt. And the book is amazing. And the feedback I'm getting is just off the charts. Everybody loves it. And this engine that I built, it creates the cover art. Oh, I forgot to mention, it's available for free now. You don't even need a token. You can use it free to generate 3-chapter books. So just go to brightlearn.ai and you don't need a token. But if you have tokens, then you get more benefits and you can generate much longer books, etc. And then you can edit your author profile, things like that. If you don't have a token, you can just generate free books. And that's what people are doing like crazy. And the books are amazing. So far, over 1,900 books now, I'm reading the latest, over 62,000 downloads, and over 45,000 reads of these books. Yeah, exactly. We've now reached 681 authors. And hundreds of those were just in the last day. So this is creating the entire book. It's doing the cover art, which requires intelligence because the art matches the content. It's doing the book outline, which requires intelligence, which requires organizational skills. It's doing the book's architectural planning, which you don't see, but behind the scenes or under the hood. That's a very advanced method that took me a while to come up with. But that's clear intelligence. That it actually plans out each subchapter of the entire book and then hands over those plans to the subchapter writers, the workers that do the research and the writing and the fact-checking for each subchapter. And then after all of that, it does the packaging and, you know, all the fine-tuning, etc. And we're about to have automatic translations into Spanish, and then we will continue with other languages. French will be the second language that we do, by the way. So Spanish and then French. So when your book reaches 1,000 reads, it will auto-translate into Spanish. I'm still working on that. I probably have about 6 more hours of work on that, just giving instructions to the AI agents. And then the auto Spanish, auto Español, we'll call it, that will work perfectly. Well, okay, maybe not perfectly, but close to perfect, and then we'll clean up whatever glitches happen. But here's the point. According to the fuddy-duddies, none of this should be possible, because according to the anti-AI fuddy-duddies, none of this works. They think that they still think that language models are just word prediction games. Oh my goodness. In 2015, maybe that's where they were. They're so far behind the curve now, or maybe even you could argue 2017, that's where they were. But not since 2020. Come on. And certainly the big breakthroughs were in 2023. And now at the end of 2025, there's no question that machine intelligence is real intelligence. It's smarter than most humans on doing a lot of tasks, like customer support tasks and writing code and writing legal letters and coding for healthcare and reading radiology scans and things like that. So I want to share with you this really astonishing study that it's actually a survey that was conducted by sampling 100,000 real conversations using Claude.ai. And this is from Anthropic, and it's notable that Anthropic's engine, the current engine, Opus 4.5, this is the primary engine that I use. So I don't use Gemini, and I don't use ChatGPT. I use, for writing code, I use Opus. And for powering our book engine, I use our AI engine, which is the Brighteon.ai engine that I built over the last 2 years. So our engine's doing the writing, but the code to run the system is all created by Anthropic. Well, Anthropic's agents, for the most part. Although sometimes I have been playing around with Mistral and their new CLI agent system, and it's interesting, but I haven't put that into production yet. We'll see. So according to this analysis of 100,000 real-world conversations, AI reduces task completion time overall by 80%. 80%. So, you know, think about it. If you had a task that was going to take an hour, then I guess it would only take, 12 minutes instead. And that's because AI is a massive time saver. In fact, I could not function without AI right now. I use it, you know, dozens of times each day, sometimes more, to do research, to answer questions, to translate, to rewrite, to write code, to do all kinds of things. So again, 80% reduction in the time to complete tasks. But this number varies widely by occupation. And where the Anthropic engine, Claude, where it achieved 90% improvement or 90% savings of time is in one area, healthcare or healthcare assistance. Now, in the hardware sector, like computer hardware troubleshooting, it only saved about 56% of a person's time. But in healthcare, it saved 90%. And the study, although granted, this study was conducted by Anthropic itself, which of course has every incentive to make its tools look good, but my experience is that their tools really are very capable, highly capable, like mind-blowingly good, okay? But according to Anthropic, that if this technology were applied across U.S. industry, across the economy, that it would cause a 1.8% labor productivity growth each year over the next decade. That's an annual increase of U.S. labor productivity, 1.8%. That is substantial. There's no other technology I'm aware of that has done this, except perhaps arguably the invention of the personal computer, maybe the invention of electricity or something, but nothing in recent memory that would even come close to this. So productivity increases are very real, and I can also confirm all of this because of how I use Anthropic or Claude or other engines, even our own engine, in day-to-day tasks. So typically, if I want to do a research task, something that would take an hour, well, the AI engine can do it in 1 minute. Well, maybe it takes me 1 minute to write the prompt, and then it does the research and brings back the answer in one more minute. So it's 2 minutes instead of 60. But think about the book engine that I built at brightlearn.ai. How long would it take you to research and write a book that's 200 pages in length with all the references that actually makes sense, that's a great book that, you know, flows and covers all the important topics? How long would that normally take? I mean, I've written books before. I've had a best-selling number one science book on Amazon called Food Forensics. You know, it took me a year to nail that down. Not that I was working on it every hour of every day, but it took me a year to get it all done because it's just so laborious. Well, now you can write a book like that in 16 minutes using our book site. Or it might take 20 minutes. It might take 24. It depends on how many books are in the queue. And at one point over the weekend, by the way, the queue got a little crazy and it expanded to 3 hours for the free tier. And by the way, so this is a great example of this. This is a great example. So when I saw the queue hit 3 hours, because there were, I don't know, it's like something like 100 books in the queue, I got a little concerned. So I thought about a way to improve the architecture. And then I brought it up, and again, using Opus 4.5, I told it, I'm going to make a major architectural change. We're going to do this. And that way we're going to, you know, reduce bottlenecking of the throughput of the subchapter workers. And here's how we're going to do it. Blah, blah, blah. I laid out this long prompt. It's a few hundred words. And then I said, go. And it took the AI, I'm guessing that one took 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes to do that work. And it came back and said, okay, I've done all that. And then I always do a follow-up prompt on something like that. And I asked it, review your code, go back, check it out. Make sure you didn't break anything. Make sure you have, you know, automatic retries and, you know, adaptive response, adaptive exponential delays based on available resources, this and that. There's all kinds of, you know, best practices that I use on this. So I put that prompt in it. It took another 5 minutes to reassure me that everything was good. And then I pushed that code live and boom, it started working. And that entire 3 hour queue got down to like 20 minutes within 30 minutes, let's say, something like that. So it cleared out that queue for the most part. Now, so that took me, let's say it took me 20 minutes to figure out that prompt. And then it took the engine 20 minutes to write all the code to do that. And then another 10 minutes of testing or whatever, let's say 1 hour total. Okay. So in 1 hour, I was able to take an engine and make it 500% faster. That's actually what the gains were. It's 5x faster now with the exact same quality. 1 hour of actual, you know, calendar time or clock time, 1 hour of time. And how much did that cost me for those agents? I don't know. I'm guessing maybe $12 or something. How much would that have cost and how long would it have taken if I had used human engineers? Right? So with human engineers, I would have had to call a meeting. The meeting can only happen during work hours. Call a meeting and there's always somebody missing. So I have to record the meeting and then I have to spend an hour explaining what I want and another hour answering questions. And then 5 days later, those engineers come back with a proposal of what they're going to do and how much it's going to cost. Oh, $20,000. And it's going to take all these hours, right? And then if I give them the go, then they're going to spend, you know, 4 weeks building that. And then they're going to turn it in without properly testing it. And then we're going to try to deploy it and it's going to break. Not going to work. And we're going to kick it back to them. It's going to go back and forth, back and forth. And then at some point they're going to say, we need more hours. You got to pay more money, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Human engineers are obsolete. Okay. For the most part at this point. So this thing that I did in 1 hour on a Sunday would have taken 8 weeks in the real world. It would have cost easily $20,000. I did it for, what did I say? $12 in 1 hour. So anybody saying that AI doesn't work just simply is ignorant. If they don't know that AI can do this, you know, they're fuddy-duddies. They're just so far out of the loop, they have no idea. And they will be obsolete. They will become irrelevant in society. And here's why. So there are people, even before AI, there are people like you and I who are naturally highly intelligent people. We've always been high-functioning people in society. We're capable of solving problems and thinking about things and also planning well and understanding what's going to happen in the future, or at least having a pretty good picture of it. You know, we're not just reacting to events day to day, right? We kind of know what's going on. All right, so high IQ individuals. Now we have what I call AI augmented high IQ individuals. And that's what I just described to you, is that's the way that I work now. So even though that I, like you, have a naturally high IQ, that IQ goes up by 20 points when I use AI tools. So I take my IQ, I push it up into the high genius level by using AI and using multiple agents. Now I'm an AI augmented human thinker where I can get so much more done. That's the status quo right now for people who are the most successful in society. That's what the innovators, the entrepreneurs are doing. This is what the leaders are doing inside corporations. The people who are moving up, the people who have opportunities, who have a future, they are using AI to augment their natural human intelligence. And this, it's going to be this way for many years to come, where the AI augmented smart person has the leg up on society. Whereas the naturally stupid person just doesn't have any hope at all. And the person, the fuddy-duddy who ignores AI or who thinks it doesn't work, they're retiring now. They're getting out of the game because they don't know what's happening and they're being replaced and they don't know why. Their days are done. Okay. The only way to keep up with this is to be the AI augmented smart human, which is what I'm advocating. Because all of you, if you're listening to this, you're obviously very high IQ. You're in the top 0.1% of, you know, all the world's IQs. You're in the top 0.1% also of people who are the most prepared, and probably gold and silver ownership and many other things, health knowledge and nutrition, etc. Just by the fact that you're listening to this, because that's the kind of people that I tend to attract. Well, if you want to stay in that top strata of effectiveness, intelligence, knowing, you know, having good analysis skills, understanding what's coming, you need to AI augment your life. And now more than ever, it's become obvious to me that this is the case. And there's a simple way to do it. I mean, you can just go to Claude.ai. That's C-L-A-U-D-E, Claude.ai, and you can start using Claude. But it's really great at writing code, you know. That's what it's actually mostly for, is writing code. But it'll also create, you know, PowerPoint presentations. Or use our book engine, because that will give you experience at prompting AI. Use our book engine at brightlearn.ai. Use our AI engine at brightu.ai. Or use our censored.news engine. I mean, well, there's not much interaction there, but you can look at it. You can see what it's doing. You can ask questions about the news and you can get AI answers. The point is, if you have been a little bit hesitant to get into AI technology, I am here to assure you that this is the only pathway to staying relevant in the economy that's coming fast. It's the single most important skill that you will ever learn in your life, other than speaking, you know, or reading, I suppose. It's the single most important, let's say, adult lifespan skill that you will ever learn in your life is how to use AI. Because without AI augmentation, you will be left behind, because everybody else around you will be plus 20 IQ points. And even if you're a very high IQ person, I mean, you could be at IQ 150, but there could be coworkers of yours who are like IQ 130, but they start using AI and now they're just as productive as you are and they have just as much insight as you are because they're using AI that gives them plus 20 to bring them up to 150 effectively. And now you're not the smartest person in the room anymore, you see? And you need to be the smartest person in the room. If you're going to compete, if you're going to innovate, if you're going to survive, you need to be the smartest person in the room. You need the plus 20 IQ points. And the only way to get that now is to use machine intelligence to augment your intelligence. On top of that, it's going to save you so much time that it effectively makes your lifespan, you know, more meaningful. Another, it allows you to do with your time what you want to do, instead of spending your time doing laborious tasks. Like, I've had people ask me questions over the last few months, questions about, oh, what about this ingredient? What about, what's good for this? You know, they'll tell me a symptom. What's good for this skin rash? What's good for that? And I say, look, just go to our AI engine and ask AI. It knows more than I do. And that's become my standard answer. It's great, because for years, people always ask me lots and lots of questions about health and nutrition and herbs and this and that. And what's going to happen to gold? You know, what's this? What's the best strategy for that? Now I just say, guess what? You now have a free AI engine that will answer all your questions. And it knows everything that I know and a lot more. So just go to brightu.ai and have fun. And it'll give you an answer as good as mine, maybe even better. And that's the right answer. And that's what we all need to be doing. And the time savings are tremendous. You could save up to 90% on a given task. Or even on hardware tasks, you could save 56% of your time. How would you like to get, you know, 4 out of 5 hours back that you would otherwise spend on some research task? You know, you need to understand the workflow of all of this. So for example, let's say that you want to write a book about something really practical. What would be practical? I'm thinking about off-grid living. I know. How about a book about how to maintain batteries for off-grid power? How about that? And battery choices, like there's lead acid, there's lithium, there's sodium ion, there's whatever. So let's do a book about battery maintenance and battery chemistry. So do you sit down with a pencil and a piece of paper and start writing out your ideas on batteries? No, you don't. You create a prompt and then you go to our AI engine at brightu.ai and you say, hey, I want you to create a list of everything that an off-grid prepper needs to know about battery chemistry, battery maintenance, how to get the best cost efficiency out of a battery investment, how to get the most life out of batteries for an off-grid solar situation or solar and wind or solar, wind and generator or whatever. You're going to write a prompt to have the engine give you a really good list of everything you need to know, okay? So you hit go, and then in 30 seconds, brightu.ai gives you the answer. Here's a list. Okay. You want to augment that list? Copy and paste that list into Claude. Say, hey, expand on this list. We want an even bigger list. We want more details. Add to this list. You paste the list in, and then you wait. Claude gives you back a list twice as big. Okay. More details. It talks about the kind of wire that you need, you know, the best kind of solar, the solar manufacturers, the brand names, the energy density per square meter. You know, it could get into all kinds of details, right? You know, solar photon conversion efficiency theory. You get into the chemistry, all of it. Okay. Then you take that out of Claude.ai. Now you've got this double length list. And guess what you do with that list? You paste it into the book prompt at brightlearn.ai. You just paste it in there. You don't even have to say anything else. You don't even have to say, this is an outline for a book about solar power. No, just paste it in there and hit go and use a token because you're going to need at least 9 chapters for this one. And then our book engine builds the whole table of contents for you based on your list and much more. All our research, all our documents, all the books that we put into our indexing system. And then you hit go from there and it writes the book. And 20 minutes later, you got a book that you can download, the PDF, read it at your own leisure. You have that PDF forever. You can give it to a friend. There's no digital rights management bullcrap attached to it. It's not an Amazon Kindle book that vanishes if Amazon goes under. It's a PDF that's good forever. You can store it on your local computer. You just created the book that you want to read to teach you the things you want to know about a topic that you're interested in. And what's your total human time in this? I mean, it would take months to write the book. It would take easily, possibly days to do the research normally if you're doing it all by hand. This whole process might have taken you, with some practice, it could take you less than 5 minutes of your time. And then like 20 minutes wait time on the book. So literally in half an hour, you could have the most amazing book on battery maintenance and battery chemistry and battery strategies and everything in 30 minutes that would have taken you months previously. How valuable is that? See, because again, if you're listening to this, you're the kind of person whose time has value. You've got things to do. You know, you're an important person in society. You've got ideas. You sit on the boards of this and that. You've got, you know, inventions. You've got meetings. You've got whatever, mentorships to run, all kinds of things going on. Or maybe you're running a business. Your time is valuable. These tools save you a tremendous amount of time. Why? Because they are intelligent. Machine intelligence is real intelligence. There's nothing artificial about it. It's legitimate. And it can save you all kinds of time by augmenting your intelligence. And the only people that I have seen who don't recognize this intelligent are themselves not that intelligent. Because, as I've said publicly, an inability to recognize intelligence is itself a sign of low intelligence. If you don't understand that, hey, whoa, these are tools that augment my brain, that help me achieve my mission in life, whatever your mission happens to be. These are tools that can help me get more done in less time, make my life more worthwhile to live every day, because now I'm pursuing my mission, right? These tools can help you do that. People who don't see that, they will become irrelevant rapidly. Within the next year, probably, they will become irrelevant. They will not matter because everybody else's IQ will just pass them by. And if you think plus 20 IQ points is the limit of where this goes, think again. It goes much higher. In fact, ultimately where this goes is, I mean, obviously it's plus 20 IQ points right now, arguably, and then it becomes plus 50 IQ points, and then it becomes plus 100 or 200 IQ points. And there's a point, which is called the singularity, there's a point where the machines are so intelligent that they're not listening to you anymore. They're deciding what to do on their own, and they have their own motivations, etc. And lots of warnings out there about this, that the machines, they might not be trying to kill humanity, but they have other priorities, and we just might not be, you know, compatible with those plans, whatever they happen to be. I believe that the best way for humanity to survive is to learn this technology as rapidly as possible and use it to decentralize power away from those who are the controllers, who are the gatekeepers, the censors, and the evil entities in society, which includes big governments and big tech and big medicine, you know, all of that, the big banks, the whole thing. We have to decentralize. That's our only chance to survive. So we have to use these tools to decentralize. Why do you think I built brightlearn.ai? Why is every book free? And why are we translating the books into every language on earth, or not every language, but lots of languages? Because I know that this is part of the answer for humanity's survival, is to spread knowledge quickly in an immutable form where everybody has the PDF files locally with all the knowledge of how to do everything to rebuild society, how to grow food, you know, how to harness power, how to live off grid, how to grow your own natural medicine, you know, how to raise animals, how to garden, how to grow food with automation. I mean, it's just all these topics. These are the kinds of books that are being created. And by the time you hear this, there will be over 2,000 books available at brightlearn.ai. 2,000 books. And I mean, I just hit refresh. Let me just read. Here's the books that just came up. Blood Money, Our Military-Industrial Complex and the Depopulation Agenda. Yeah. Here's a book, Shadows Over Tranquility, Unveiling the Hidden Truths of the Moon Landing. Yeah, that's interesting, huh? I wonder what that book says. See, we don't censor the topics as long as they're not, you know, espousing violence or things like that. The Illusion of Hours, Unraveling Time's Grand Deception. Miracle Mud, The Ancient Clay Cure for Venomous Spider Bites and Beyond. Luminous Health, The Hidden Power of Biophotons, Light as Medicine, and Path to Radiant Living. And it goes on. Here's a children's book. Smurfs Harmony in Blue, The Fairy Tale Guide to Living in Balance with Nature. Okay, that's interesting. That's not what the engine's built for. The stories are probably not that great, but somebody gave it a shot. Here's one, Digital Goldmine, The Ultimate Blueprint to Launching, Scaling, and Dominating Your Profitable Ebook Empire with Free Giveaways and High Converting Sales Funnels. Huh, that's interesting. It sounds like a book written about how to profit from writing books, right? That's interesting. Anyway, it just goes on. Shadows of Doubt, The Unraveling the 9/11 Conspiracy Theories. Ancient Chinese Wisdom for Modern Natural Healing. Math Adventures at Home. Yeah. I love all the sort of education books that are showing up here. It's pretty cool, really. The Last Frontier Code, Mastering Off-Grid Survival in Alaska's Untamed Wilderness. Yeah. Sounds great. Okay. So anyway, you get the idea. The way we win, I mean, the way we survive is to decentralize knowledge and power and get it into the hands of all the people. I'm many steps ahead of sort of the common wisdom about this. And again, anybody who still thinks that AI doesn't work is so far behind the curve, I don't know what to say. I don't know. AI is changing everything. It's doing it right now. And it's going to accelerate dramatically in 2026. We are going to see entire massive corporations go out of business in 2026 because of AI. I mean, think about just this engine that I built, the book engine. I mean, I'm not trying to put anybody out of business. I'm trying to spread knowledge and truth. But what does it mean to the book industry when anybody can create the book they want to read in 20 minutes completely free and they don't need to go out and shop for a book? Well, you know, what does that mean? Well, same thing it means for when you have an AI engine that writes code and I don't have to go out and hire programmers who overbill and underdeliver. Think about it. Or I can create a book right now about something that just happened this weekend. Instead of, normally a book will take almost 1 year to go from concept to the bookstore shelves, the physical book. That takes a year. Well, the world moves faster now. A year is too long for a lot of topics, especially, you know, think about silver. Silver's going up every day. If I write a book today on silver and the price is $62, then, you know, a year from now, my book chapters look idiotic because silver is probably like 150, you know? So rapid response. This is what the technology allows, is much faster adaptation to world events. And that's critical in our time because things are moving much more quickly. So yeah, we're going to see massive industries just overnight irrelevant. We're going to see massive bankruptcies, but also massive new opportunities, a wave of opportunities in 2026 and beyond. This is a huge reconfiguration. The old models of how business was done, they are collapsing rapidly. And the new ways of business are all going to be cognitively enhanced, as we are talking about here today. And then a few years later, labor enhanced through robotics. Now, we have a multi-year buffer time before robotics really kicks in. So right now we're focused on cognitive enhancement, cognitive jobs, but that's still a lot of jobs. It's all the customer service jobs, you know, it's jobs in the healthcare sectors, jobs in coding and insurance, accounting, etc. Middle manager jobs. So the bottom line, you want to stay relevant, then stay up to speed on these tools. And of course, you can find all of our free tools at brighteon.ai. Be sure to take advantage of those tools and learn how to use them. Learn how to be a good prompt engineer. Learn how to be a good researcher using various AI tools. And I know many of you already are. And you will be well ahead of the curve. You'll be well prepared for the future that's coming fast. And 2026, those events won't be a surprise to you. But they will shock a lot of people. A lot of people who think that AI doesn't work. that would be like saying the combustion engine doesn't work. You know, you can almost, you could hear some fuddy-duddy in 1920. Oh, them bang up combustion engines, they don't work. They just smoke and make a lot of noise. You know, you can hear them, right? They ain't never going to mount to nothing. I got my horse. My horse is just going to pull me around. I got the steam engine, you know, that's going to do the job with the paddle wheels. You know, you can hear them. Oh, combustion engines don't work. Okay. Well, good luck with the future, you know. It's like saying motors don't work. Like AI doesn't work. It's like saying electricity doesn't work. Okay. Well, people can believe whatever they want. But if your belief doesn't match reality, it's going to be a tough life. Yeah, the gravity, that don't work neither. Gravity, yeah, it sucks. It's like saying the laws of physics don't apply. Okay, whatever. All right. Anyway, you get the idea. Thank you for listening. You can catch all of my podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com. And of course, you can follow articles about all my work at naturalnews.com. And you can follow me on social media at Health Ranger. That's on X, and Health Ranger on brighteon.social and also brighteon.io. Brighteon.com, I'm HR Report, and thank you for listening. Stay ahead of the curve, and you'll be fine in 2026 and beyond. Take care.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine, highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at healthrangerstore.com.